Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Not in a box, not with a fox. Not in a house, not with a mouse. I would not eat them here or there. I would not eat them anywhere. I would not eat green eggs and ham. I do not like them. Sam, I am.
There's Senator Ted Cruz from his long speech on the Senate floor this past week, clocked into just over 21 hours. While Senator Cruz was hoping to make some points about his opposition to Obamacare, clips like that with him reading Dr. Seuss's Green Eggs and Ham are the those are the items that garnered much of the attention. Most of the talk was about that, and that's how most people are probably going to remember his 21-plus hours. So Senator Cruz and Obamacare, top two items this week on the countdown. Doug Steffen here with a welcome into the overview of what's going on in News Talk Radio, News Talk Television this past week. It's the week of September 23rd to the 27th, five big days as usual. Conversation here, there, and everywhere. The top 10 talk hits determined by talkers.com and also by the staff of the countdown monitoring talk radio programs and hosts. Stations galore, about 1,000 of them across the country, who are doing issue-oriented talk radio of some sort. Water on Mars, number 10. The Army's new tattoo policy is number 9. Immigration reform comes in at number 8. Climate change comes in at number 7. Syria comes in at number 6. The Kenya Mall massacre comes in at 5. UN General Assembly meeting comes in at 4. Threat of a government shutdown, number 3. Senator Ted Cruz and his talkathon are, Ted Cruz and his talkathon, number 2, and Obamacare is number 1. Here's host Vicki McKenna talking about the continuing resolution that was passed in the House, including an attempt to defund Obamacare, and how angry some people get when you try to explain there's no way this could work.
Why I'm angry about this CR stuff, because it has taken on the quality, not just of new truism, it has taken on the quality of the Wisconsin recall election, where friends, family members are disagreeing and they stopped talking to each other over this stupid, inane attempt at a lame political strategy to use the CR impossibly to defund Obamacare. Family members stopped talking to each other. Friends stop talking to each other over this. This is why it makes me mad. Guys like Ron Johnson, Senator Ron Johnson, who say, look, let me explain why this can't work and let me offer up a strategy that can, is told to resign his Senate seat. Resign, Senator Johnson. I listen to this woman in Orlando. Resign! Resign! Why? Because he's telling the truth. But the truth is irrelevant now because we have moved beyond. That's why this thing makes me mad. And every time, if I bring it up on the air, if I try to give the listeners of this radio show the respect that they deserve, frankly, to understand this ridiculous, ridiculous use of the CR to do something that is not even possible as nothing more than pure political tactical strategy, pure politics, not real pure politics, I get hate mail from you. You send me hate mail. Some of you who know my cell phone number send me hate texts. It makes me mad. Because now the CR with the Obamacare language, even though this wouldn't even work, is sitting in front of the Republicans in the Senate. And now the Republicans in the Senate, for no reason, have to mount a filibuster to stop the cloture vote on the continuing resolution with the Obamacare language. The continuing resolution cannot be used to defund Obamacare because Obamacare spending is mandatory spending. It is in the law. It has already been appropriated. Dollars that have been already appropriated cannot be defunded through a CR, period. But now the Senate is sitting there with this piece of legislation, the continuing resolution with Obamacare language. And they have to fight against cloture. They've got to fight against advancing the bill for a full up and down vote in the Senate. Think about this. The Republicans in the House just gave the Senate the CR resolution that the Senate says it wants with the defund Obamacare language, even though it can't defund Obamacare. And now the senators are forced to fight cloture, forced to fight the vote that advances the continuing resolution with the defund language to the full floor for a vote. You know what? Makes me want to give up. Makes me want to just bail. Makes me want to say, to heck with the political party stuff. to heck with all of this. To heck with trying to explain things and fight for real solutions.
Up next, more on Obamacare here on our weekly Talk Radio Countdown show.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Okay, new kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger, get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at Geico.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com.
Well, we've got two big doings here in the talk radio world. I'm Doug Steffen, and we are moving up the top 10 ladder. Obamacare number one on the countdown this week. Here's host Chris Conley talking about some of the stranger things that have been said in the debate over Obamacare.
As we get down to crunch time on the Obamacare exchanges and a temporary funding bill that will or won't defund health care, let's take a look back at some of the wacky quotes surrounding this most unusual law. The website Politico.com has posted some of their favorites. "We have to pass the bill so you can find out what's in it," from then-Speaker Nancy Pelosi. "This is the all-time zinger about what's wrong with Congress. No one knew what was in this bill, what it was voted on, and even today it has little surprises that are still being discovered. There is a simple gimmick that an upscale candidate could use to get a seat in Congress. Imagine someone who said, 'I promise not to vote on anything till I've had time to read it.' You'd probably vote for that person. How about this Obamacare quote? 'Everybody has to buy food sooner or later, so if you define food as a market, then you can force people to buy broccoli.' That's from Associate Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, and the court agreed with his argument 5-4. On that basis, they struck down Obamacare's individual mandate as unconstitutional until Chief Justice Roberts decided the individual mandate was actually a tax. Never mind that President Obama stated on 22 separate occasions that it wasn't. You think you've heard these same excuses before? You're right. When the country belatedly recognized the wrongs of slavery, there were some who dug in their heels and said, 'Slow down, it's too early, let's wait, things aren't bad enough.' Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid saying there's an equivalency between people in bondage picking cotton and a nation that doesn't pay for health care. I have no problem with folks saying Obama cares. I do care. If the other side wants to be the folks that don't care, that's fine with me. That's President Obama with an off-teleprompter remark from August 2010, the first time that Obamacare was coined as the name of the law. I don't want to pay for a sex change operation. I like being a boy. It's Congressman Paul Brown of Georgia, who gets the Honorable Mention Award for foresight, as most insurance plans now do indeed include sex change operations. Vice President Joe Biden at the bill signing ceremony, the man who sees himself as a president one day, was overheard by an open mic, certainly appreciating the magnitude of what was happening. And finally, the implementation of This Is Fabulous. That's House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi, a two-time winner for the best Obamacare quotes. File that away and reread it in a few weeks.
Here's what talk radio callers, some of them anyway, had to say as they weigh in. A lot of them did this week on a lot of stations.
The reason I'm calling is I want to know where the alternative is. You know, things, the health care that we have today cannot be sustained. Both sides of the aisle agree to that. The Democrats have come up with a plan, the Affordable Health Care Act, better known as Obamacare. Where's the Republican plan? If you're going to do away with something, I want to see what you're going to do, what you're going to put in place of it. And I haven't seen that. The Republicans to do away with affordable health care have to come up with a plan to replace it with. You just can't do away with it with having no plan. Where's your plan? Quit trying to do away with something if you don't have a plan to replace it with.
I'm recently retired, and I retired in 2011 from 30 years working for the local government. My mother fell 6 months later and fractured her neck, and I became her advocate. And if getting the information about the health care program is anything like getting Medicare, it's not available soon enough. They require you to have a computer. They assume that you have a computer or that you can use a computer. And then the people that I used, it turns out they didn't know what they're talking about. And now I'm having major issues with going through the internet and trying to get the information for the Medicare. And if it's an example of how the Obamacare stuff is going to be, there's just not enough time, and it's not readily available in a format that everybody can use.
I used to be offended by the name Obamacare until Obama said he liked it because he cares. And it's just a huge... Republicans are so afraid that... that just like Medicare, people will begin the program, they'll find out how great it is, and they won't want it, you know, they will want more of it, because we should have gone single payer all the way, and I sort of understand, but if Obamacare is better than what we have, and if the Republicans have no option, they, you know, if they want to repeal it 38 times, but they offer no substitution, no way forward. So Republicans, my way, or in my mind, are just so out of touch with reality and have nothing for us.
My big concern is that everybody's against it, and it's not even in effect yet. Parts of it are, but not all of it. And I think what's going to happen over time is it's going to change a little bit and stuff, but we don't know the full impact of it yet, so how can people condemn it? Not only that, I'm a retired nurse, and I can tell you one thing, that these doctors are not going to like taking a cut in anything. They were against Medicare. They were against everything that the elderly or the government tries to do because they want to make their money.
Up next, shifting the focus to Senator Ted Cruz and a possible government shutdown here on the Talk Radio Review.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, 2-time Field and Stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen at number 2 on the countdown. Senator Cruz and his talkathon. Talk Radio caller reaction to Senator Cruz. Why not? Listen up.
I used to work for a United States Senator. I'm like now retired. I don't understand why he's doing this. The battle, the Alamo reference from the Washington Times, is the battle is over. This is law. The Supreme Court upheld the law. And so we're not talking, using the Alamo as a reference to Senator Cruz, I think is a little ridiculous. I don't understand. I don't understand why he's doing this, because all he's doing is trying to put more doubt into the minds of people who, I, to be honest with you, I don't understand the law completely, but I don't understand why a law that has been passed by both houses of Congress, signed by the president, upheld by the Supreme Court, why they're still battling and trying to take that one part out of the budget.
I think Ted Cruz is positioning himself, obviously, to be the next president of the United States. I'm very encouraged by someone who's taken a stand. And he might not win the vote at the end of the day, but isn't it more important to take a stand for the American people? When you take a stand for what is right, I think you can't lose. And, you know, when you look at Barack Obama's record, he votes present a lot of the time in his past history. And I think this is just very refreshing. And I think the American people should take notice of this man and look at him. He has good leadership, like Reagan, I think. I think this is something that the country needs, a strong voice.
You know, I wouldn't put too much stock in that blowhard that you were just talking about from the Republican side. Health care in this country is a major portion of our gross domestic product, our GDP. And if we don't get some control over it, it can expand and become a greater percentage of our GDP. I don't have all the numbers down exactly, but the Europeans have it under control that medical dollars don't consume, you know, a huge portion of the economy.
The threat of a government shutdown, number 3 on the countdown. Here's host Steve Corbett with Senator Bob Casey of Pennsylvania. They talk about how likely Casey thinks it is that the government will shut down next week.
You think we're going to shut it down, Senator?
Steve, I don't think so in the end, but there's no certainty to that. I wonder sometimes what's happening on the other side, because they have an internal fight where you have a number of folks on the far right who want to push this to the very last minute, and I think some would be pleased with a shutdown for some strange reason. But we're hearing more and more voices on their side saying that this isn't the way to go. But they have to resolve that internal fight, and until they do, this will go likely until the last minute.
And the internal fight really is a fight. The Republicans are seriously doing battle with each other, and I think that even adds to the potential trouble that we're facing.
It is. I mean, you know, things are unusual when you have very conservative members saying to members who are far, far right, you shouldn't do this. In other words, if you have a point to make on any issue, healthcare, anything, you ought to pick another venue or time frame. So there's an economic impact that everyone knows about. I mean, if you shut the government down, the economy craters, Social Security checks don't go out, veterans benefits, vulnerable people get hurt, the military gets hurt, so everyone is hurt. But secondly, you also have, at the same time, consumer confidence taking a hit. So even the lead up to this, day after day, week after week, really, we're into multiple weeks now of the discussion about this, that has an effect as well on the economy. And it also means that all the time we're spending debating this, we're not coming together on a jobs bill. We're not coming together on a tax cut to create jobs. We're not working together when it comes to coming up with strategies for the middle class. You know, and you look at all the data over the long term. During the recession, the middle class got hit hard. After the recession, they've just barely begun to recover. And yet some extremists in the Congress are just fighting about how to tear down a health care bill.
The UN and Kenya in the focus next here on our Talk Radio Countdown show.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com. that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99 with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear, always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen with a hearty welcome into the Talk Radio Review as we continue on. The items here for the week ending Friday, the 27th of September, up to number 4 in the countdown. The meeting in New York of the UN General Assembly. Host Bill Carroll with Congressman Ed Royce of California. They discuss what Royce thinks we ought to do about Iran, despite their willingness to talk at the United Nations and talk about issues that we have.
Let's start on what you think that the president's Iran policy is.
Well, I think that probably the policy is to keep Iran from obtaining nuclear weapons. He's just hoping that he can find a way to do that without having to exert too much in the way of pressure on Iran. And I say that because we've got legislation that just passed out of the House with 400 votes that would just about close down the economy in Iran if they did not stop their nuclear weapons program. And the executive branch is trying to keep that from coming up in the Senate. So my thought would be the reason the Iranians are even at the table, the reason they're making these overtures to try to have a negotiation, is because they're concerned with the impact the existing sanctions have already had. $600 billion have left their economy in the last 2 years, and now they've got this new legislation, this bill that I and our ranking Democratic member, Elliot Engel, passed out of the House that's over in the Senate. If that comes to pass, it would crush their economy if we impose those new sanctions, which block repatriation of all earnings back into the country.
So then why would they snub the president if they're feeling the pressure of the sanctions? Why not have that handshake moment? Why not begin the conversation?
Don't you think that that's because the real goal of the Ayatollah, who picked this fellow Hassan Rouhani as a candidate, who basically put him out there front and center, probably told Rouhani, look, go meet with the Secretary of State, buy us some time, but on the world stage, I don't want to see you shaking the president's hand. I think he takes his orders from the Ayatollah. That's what every indication of their system. I mean, he's been handpicked. He's the former National Security Council chairman.
Well, that's what I've always Ayatollah. Believed, that the real power belongs with the religious head, and the government head is more or less just a puppet.
But, exactly. But, yeah, and so the head of the Ayatollah made a decision here. Look, buy us some time, but don't don't shake the president's hand.
The Kenya Mall Massacre, number five on the countdown. Here's host Jimmy Cephalo with CBS travel expert Peter Greenberg about the aftermath of last week's attack in Kenya and the impact it'll have on tourism to Nairobi.
Let's talk about the aftermath of Nairobi, since you were there, and the collapse of the mall now after the terrorist attack there. What happens to tourism there?
Well, the reason why that mall collapsed, by the way, is that when the fire started, the decision was made to continue to let it burn simply because they didn't understand how much or if any unexploded ammunition was in there. So even though the fire department was there, they did not attempt to douse the flames. They let it burn itself out.
Right.
Now, the answer to your question about the tourism is this. Here's a country that depends 12% of its GDP is on travel and tourism. 20% of its foreign cash revenue is travel and tourism. So this is a big hit if the tourism flatlines. Now, let's talk about the reality versus the perception. The reality is, 10 minutes away from the mall, everybody's going about their business as usual. Tourists are going out into the Masai Mara. No safety issues at all. They're going down to Mombasa to the waters there. They're watching the migration. So if you look at it just as the reality of the situation, it's not a problem. Now let's talk about the perception.
Mm.
People are scared.
Yeah.
The worst four-letter word that starts with F is fear. The United States this morning, as you may have heard on the news, has issued a global terrorism alert. Based on the information that they've gotten from their intelligence sources, that this may not be the first or the only, this wasn't the first, but not the only incident we may be experiencing. What does that call into question? Just our awareness level. It shouldn't stop us from traveling. But it's one thing for me to say that. It's another thing for people to do that.
Right.
That's the reality.
Yeah, here's the worry I have, though, Peter. You've got Al-Shabaab saying that if the Kenyans don't get out of Somalia, that they are going to wind up doing more and more of this. So you really don't know where that's going to evolve to.
Yes, but it also gets down to something else. Let's go back to 9/11. In the 12 years since 9/11, you have one choice to make when you think about it. Is Al-Qaeda 30,000 determined fanatical terrorists who are not afraid to die?
Right.
Or are there three guys in a garage in Brooklyn? Because I'm sort of tending towards the garage. And the reason for that is, in 12 years, you think they would have reloaded, at least in terms of attacking the United States.
Right.
The one thing that the Bush administration was successful in doing was in disrupting the command and control of Al-Qaeda, which is why Osama bin Laden was ending up in Abbottabad with two carrier pigeons and an old VHS player.
Correct.
Now, what does that mean in terms of intelligence sources? They have their work cut out for them, because what's being done today may not be done by Al-Qaeda, but it's being done in their name by all sorts of other groups that we haven't even heard about.
Right, like Al-Shabaab.
Up next, Syria, climate control, or climate change, and immigration reform, all on the way here on the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot hits in Talk Radio.
Little Bo Peep has lost her sheep because someone broke into her apartment and stole all her sheep, not to mention a 50-inch flat-screen TV. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped her with renter's insurance, and she got full replacement. She has since trained her sheep to do voice impressions of various attack dogs, and now feels very safe. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Musicians, over 700 products representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
Okay. New kid, here's your company phone. I've pre-programmed it with every number you need in life. The first one's my personal number. Never call it, ever. The second one is 1-800-GRANGER. Use it for everything else. Any problem you have, they can help. I've also loaded the Grainger app for you. You can download it for free, tippy-tap, on the spot. Your solution is on its way. Grainger, get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast, even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up. Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Now that's how you spell relief.
I try to put myself out there, but it seems they're all the same, just telling me what I want to hear.
Don't fret. You can find your car insurance soulmate. It's easy at GEICO.com. You can pay your bill, manage your policy, and you could even save some major cash. If we could reach through the computer to pull your chair out for you and give you a kiss on the hand, we would. Because you deserve to be in a happy, healthy car insurance relationship. That's what life is all about. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com.
Yes, the continuing overview of the top 10 here in the world of news talk radio, issue-oriented talk radio. Some call it political talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen. At number 6 on the countdown, what's going on in Syria this week? Host Mike Violette talking to military analyst Colonel David Hunt about how quickly Syria seems to have faded from the news after we seemed to be on the brink of war just a couple of weeks ago.
Syria has sort of faded away, it seems. At least from the news, we're not hearing hardly anything about it. Here we were 2 weeks ago thinking we were going to, you know, get involved in the red line and all that, and Congress was going to deal with this. And my goodness, Colonel, we don't hear anything. What's going on and why is that?
Pardon me. I think we have a story this morning on the front of the New York Times, but the cable radio chatter has dwindled. I think it has to do with the Russian Syrian deal that may or may not happen, with all the noise that was being brought to bear by the current administration on what they were or weren't going to do with Syria. I think the pushback by almost everyone about how stupid it was going to be to side with the Assad regime, who had Hezbollah in Russia, and the other side has Al-Qaeda, Al-Shabaab, and Andra al-Syria, etc. Another incident here in the States, and you have the Kenyan incident. I think we have a very short attention span in this country.
Yeah.
And the question you just posed demonstrates.
Climate change, number 7 on the countdown. Host Chris DeGaulle talking to host turned film producer Phil Valentine about Valentine's new movie that claims to expose some of the misinformation about global warming and climate change.
When we talk about the size and scope of government and the intrusion of government in our freedoms, I have long held, now HHS is giving it a run for its money, but I've often thought the EPA and this push about our human activities warming the planet is probably one of the most awful, aggressive, egregious encroachments on our freedoms the government can produce. Would you agree?
Absolutely agree. And they've been trying it for a long time. And it looks like it's starting to unravel. We got the IPCC huddled in Sweden this week trying to figure out how they're going to explain to the rest of the world that the planet has not been warming for the last decade and a half. And so when you look at all of the evidence and all of the things that Al Gore has said over the years about the polar bears are dying off, they're not. The hurricanes are going to get worse. Remember that? After Katrina, they're going to get worse, more intense, more frequent. That's not happening. We've had one minor hurricane this season. Now, season's still going, but it does not look like it's on pace to be a record-breaking year. And all this stuff about the sea levels rising is all a bunch of bunk. And now the ice in the Arctic which has been melting since 1979, as it does cyclically every couple of decades, is now 60% more this year than it was last year. So they're running out of ammunition. And now, so what they do is, it's equivalent to running out of ammunition and throwing your gun at the other person. They start calling us Holocaust deniers, and that we don't even believe that they landed on the moon and all that kind of stuff. So it's got, to me, when the hysteria is at this fever pitch with Al Gore on that side, we know that our side is starting to win.
Do you think, in terms of, Gallup says anyway, it's dead last in importance to most voters these days, this issue of global warming. But I always wonder, you know, when you have a freakishly hot weather day, I wonder how many people are still baited into the notion we're creating it. We caused, oh, it's so darn hot. Now, you never get the anomalies of when it's freakishly cold. I'm pretty sure most of the country had a really freakishly cold spring and continued late into the season. You never get the anomalies when it's cold, but hot plays on people, doesn't it?
Oh, boy, does it. And you can see by the surveys, Gallup and others that have done this, on unseasonably warm days, the belief in global warming goes up dramatically. But people need to understand that one day, even one decade, is not enough. And as a matter of fact, the information that we have as far as temperature readings dating back to 1850 is certainly not enough. But as we, you know, we chronicle all this stuff in the movie. What I got into, Chris, was, you know, of course, the science and Al Gore in his movie. It was just about Al Gore. With our movie, we talked to some of the leading scientists on the skeptic side, including one of the lead authors of the IPCC, which is the very document that Al Gore points to as being unanimous, which of course is not. And these people don't believe in all this stuff. So we go beyond the science, but we look at the culture, because this is actually a cult of global warming. You can present these people with all the facts, everything that's actually going on, and they still choose to believe in Al Gore. And Al Gore is the biggest hypocrite on the planet. 4 or 5 houses, houseboat, flies in private jets, and tells us we need to lower our carbon footprint.
The number 8 item on the countdown, immigration reform. Host Jim Forsythe and Tim Merriman talking about the latest report, which indicates a substantial rise in the number of illegal immigrants coming into the United States.
This is a new Pew Hispanic survey on the status of illegal immigration. They do it every year. They've been doing it every year for the past 20 or 25 years. And before we get into the nuts and bolts of this, what I think is the most significant part of the survey is that it indicates, as we're discussing stepped up enforcement along the border, whether or not we should put more boots on the ground along the border, this report indicates that border security has essentially no impact whatsoever.
Apparently not.
On illegal immigration. Illegal immigration is driven by the economic conditions in the immigrant's home country and the economic conditions here, and that is it. It says, despite the fact that we've had all these boots on the ground, we've had a wall along much of the southwestern border for the past 3 or 4 years, there has been absolutely no impact on illegal immigration.
That's
that has
amazing.
Been caused by any of these enforcement measures that have been put in. As you mentioned, 1.5 million illegal immigrants currently living in Texas. The report says that the total number of illegal immigrants living in the United States has been down for the last 3 or 4 years. We've talked about that in the past. It went from 3.5 million people living illegally in the United States in 1990 to a peak of 12.2 million in 2007. Then it started falling off as the recession dried up the construction, the landscaping, the agricultural jobs that illegal immigrants come to this country to do. And at the depths of the recession, there were 11.3 million people living illegally in the United States who were citizens of other countries. But now it's begun to pop up again. But, Tim, the real interesting part of this is that Texas never saw a drop in illegal immigrants during the recession, because our economy continued to be strong. There continued to be jobs for these individuals to take once they came into Texas. And it's also an impact of the fact that Arizona, for years and years and years, the southern Arizona border, which if you've ever been there, is just absolutely about as remote as you can be. It looks like the surface of the moon.
Sure.
That has been the leading entry point for illegal immigrants since the 1990s. But South Texas is now taking over for Arizona just simply because our economy is stronger.
Sure.
The word gets out south of the border that if you want a job, the strongest economy is in Mexico. Now, where are these illegal immigrants coming from? It's interesting that illegal immigration from Mexico has actually fallen. And Mexico is one of the unsung economic success stories of this hemisphere. Mexico's economy doesn't get nearly as much credit. The unemployment rate in Mexico is lower than it is in the United States. Now that they're privatizing Pemex, the Mexican oil industry monopoly, finally. You're going to see a boom in energy production south of the border. Mexico is finally improving its education system, which has been a joke for the past 150 years. What the Peña Nieto administration is doing really gets no credit in the United States, but they're doing a ton of things to keep people in Mexico. People want to stay where they grew up.
Yeah, their country.
I mean,
yes.
If people come from another country into the United States, it's not because they hate the country they came from. It's because there's no opportunities for them there.
Up next, tattoos in the Army, water on Mars. Ooh, that's a good combination. And they are here as we round up and round out the Talk Radio Review for the week.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
I'm Doug Steffen. Up to number nine on the countdown, the Army's new tattoo policy. Host Tommy Tucker talking to military analyst Mike Lyons about the reasons the U.S. Army has decided to crack down on tattoos.
The U.S. Army tightening up its restrictions on tattoos. And look, I don't know. I'm just a civilian. But as a citizen, I can tell you, I don't care how much ink the soldier has or doesn't have, so long as they're able to fight.
You know, this is about appearance, and the senior leadership of the military feels that the tattoos don't necessarily protect the most professional type appearance. They had to kind of hold their nose and change the recruitment policy back in 2006 and allow people in with tattoos below the elbow and the knee, but they're going to quickly change that policy going forward.
Well, what's your feeling on this, and does it matter as to the effectiveness of a soldier?
You know, a couple things are at play here. First of all, you have the millennials that are not happy about this because I saw a stat this morning that 40% of them have tattoos to begin with. But this is clearly something generational where, you know, again, the people running the military, they know that the younger folks in the ranks are not happy with this, and yet they're still going to change it. It's what they think. This is one of those kind of tests of wills in some ways, I think. You know, this is, you know, against this younger generation who doesn't really get used to hearing the word no. And so I think that this is about appearance. The senior leadership doesn't want to have pictures out there of people in the Army in particular in uniform with neck tattoos and tattoos on their hands and the like, where they could be perceived. They're not saying it, but those are the kind of things that they also associate with gang cultures, and that's just not something that the Army wants to be associated with.
So is this about gang worries?
You know, the thing is, the military's got to cut 80,000 people. The Army in particular's got to cut 80,000 troops out in the next 5 years. And all of the restrictions are going to become very much tightened up, let's say. The weight limits are going to be well enforced. All of the things that really weren't enforced during, I'll call the combat years, are going to be highly enforced now. So, haircuts, shaving on when you're on leave, overweight, and tattoos are going to be all part of this, appearance process that get with the program or leave the military. And I think, we can cavil as to whether or not it has anything to do with your own readiness, but it's just something that the Army, feels it's got to do going forward.
Number 10 on the countdown, water on Mars. Here's host Bridget Quinn and Wayne Cabot talking to Peter King about the Curiosity rover's discovery of water on Mars that took place this week.
The Curiosity rover has been digging around on Mars, and what exactly did it find?
Well, actually, we've been talking about water on Mars for quite some time, so this isn't exactly what you would call blockbuster stop the presses, but this is very, very important. In its very first scoop, a detailed analysis of its first scoop of dirt found that there was water, now not liquid water as we know it, because, it's very, very hot and very, very cold there. But near the surface of Mars. And this is a very, very big deal.
Yeah, I guess if we ever want to put humans on Mars, where they'd kind of have to be self-sustained, they'd need a water source, right?
Well, that's exactly it. And water not just for drinking, not just for bathing, not just for food, but maybe to make rocket fuel. It's very, very expensive and very, very difficult to take any liquid into space because liquids are very, very heavy to get off the ground. You can't take a 2 or 3 year supply of water with you if you're going to Mars, and that's about how long a Mars mission would be. So this would be a big deal because it would make that water readily accessible to any human crews that would land there down the line.
What else has Curiosity found?
Well, most newsworthy recently, Bridget, is what Curiosity has not found, and that was methane gas, if you will. Methane is considered one of the building blocks of life, and they expected they'd find it in the atmosphere, at least close to the ground, and they didn't. But, even though Curiosity's been on the ground for 14 months, its mission is just starting. It's about a fifth of the way to its target called Mount Sharp, and it's not just digging into soil, but now going to start drilling into rocks to see what else is in there. And its mission right now is the same as it's always been, not to look for life, but to see if life could have once existed on Mars. But, this water near the surface is a pretty good find.
Hey, Peter, if I remember my periodic tables, water is H2O. Is there oxygen on Mars?
Well, if there's water on there, there would be some oxygen trace amounts, but, certainly not enough for you and I to breathe on.
So let's recap our top 10. Water on Mars at the number 10 position, Army's new tattoo policy at the number 9 position, immigration reform at the number 8 position, climate change at the number 7 position, Syria at the number 6 position, the Kenya Mall massacre at the number 5 position, UN General Assembly at the number 4 position, the threat of a government shutdown is at number 3 position-wise, Senator Ted Cruz and his talk, number 2 on the list, and number 1 is Obamacare. And that's it. Another hour reviewing the hot hits in talk radio. I'm Doug Steffen on this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, copyright 2013, written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob Kay, sound and recording.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.